integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Aware but not awake? Are awareness campaigns slowing prevention? Dr. Holly Lucille's not feeling so well today, so I am covering the show on my own. Julie Newmark, thanks for bringing us in with that music. That's Dime Store Halo, available at julienewmarkmusic.com. Julie, get that new blues stuff to us. We're real excited about it. Pink football spikes, pink baseball spikes, pink tape recorders, pink balloons, pink t-shirts, pink hair I have seen, thousands of other items that the pink items actually contain known carcinogens. So we're seeing people drink out of, you know, pink ribboned plastic bottles when those bottles have known carcinogens in them. We are seeing landfill being filled up with pink plastic items that can leach into our water and have hormonal effects and potentially cancer. So for a lot of people that are looking around at these awareness campaigns, we're wondering if it's a lot of talk and not a lot of action. And it's been a common issue before. You know, these big organizations that raise money, American Heart Association, American Cancer Society, National Cancer Institutes, most of the time these are self-declared as non-preventative organizations. They do some prevention, but largely they've been developed to support the people going through these issues. And well, that was more early on, but now we're wondering, you know, there was a war on cancer. It started with Richard Nixon. It was 1 in 7 people got cancer at that time. Now it's 1 in 3 or even 1 in 2.5. And cancer, by all means, seems to be still rising. Where is the muscle behind this awareness? Preventing prevention. You'll read a lot of articles out there. Now, one thing that irks us as physicians, and this isn't naturopathic or this is all physicians, is when we are not clearly differentiating early detection from prevention. Okay. When we're running an awareness campaign for early detection, that's so people can better survive whatever they're going through. This has left the business model of cancer open to scrutiny. And let me tell you what the other side says. They will say that awareness campaigns for things like early detection are really marketing ideas, a marketing tool to get people with cancer into the doors to sell more chemo and do more radiation. I think it's a bit harsh. Of course, early detection of cancer helps prevent deaths, and save lives. And whether you're going to treat it naturally or with medication, chemotherapy, surgery, whatever, all cancers better served found early. So I don't really know how fair that is. I do know that it's part of the business model. Hey, if we have more women get more mammograms, we will have more people on chemo and radiation and surgery. I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing, except for the fact that mammograms apparently can themselves cause cancer because it uses radiation. So that adds more fuel to the fire about the debate. And again, we are talking about aware but not awake, our awareness campaigns slowing prevention. And the other side of this is we're spending millions and millions of dollars on these awareness campaigns. We're you know, all of these plastic products and all these things that are being purchased, you know, why do we have pink football spikes, but we're not paying our PhDs assistants a fair wage so they can stay in the war on cancer? Why isn't that money for all of these pink items being shifted over for more research? It's really gotten kind of crazy, all the different from wristbands to everything, all the different items that people buy for awareness. Preventing prevention. It is a really, you know, medicine, we just get very, very nervous when we talk about cancer and heart industry and how poor our prevention really has been. Let's look on at what the World Health Organization says. And I'm going to pick on cancer here because it's easy, okay? The World Health Organization, now we're going to go from awareness to prevention, okay? Just to summarize, why is the awareness being more focused on early detection and not being focused on prevention. Awareness campaigns, get your mammogram, get your colonoscopy, get your heart stress test. Where is the prevention of that? That is all early detection. If we move back to the world of cancer, again, according to the World Health Organization, they admit or say, depending on which side of the fence you're on, that 70% of all cancers can be prevented through simple changes in food and lifestyle. I'm going to repeat that. According to the World Health Organization, 70% of all cancers can be prevented through simple changes in food and lifestyle. The problem here is what's the 30%? You know, was Angelina Jolie part of that 30%? Was she not? But that number is, I mean, that's millions of people worldwide that can be prevented through simple changes in food and lifestyle. When we look at what those things are that we want to change in order to prevent and prevent and stay away from cancer, let's move into it. Let's move from awareness and early to prevention into what actually causes it and what actually can help prevent it and get detailed into it. So things that cause cancer, there's going to be a lot of things. So again, this is World Health Organization. If you want to be a part of that 70% that does not get breast cancer, here's the avoid section. Smoking cigarettes. Now here's going to be a controversial one. A lot of doctors are going to be sending me, you know, to the Radio MD Facebook. I can see it lighting up. But mammograms can cause cancer. Chemotherapy and radiation. Now, what we're saying there is if you have cancer, that doesn't mean that you necessarily should avoid chemotherapy and radiation. But a lot of chemotherapy and most radiation does actually cause cancer by itself. So, you know, one of the leading causes of cancer is a patient having previous cancer and being treated with chemotherapy and radiation. Now we move on to some surprisers. Perfume and fragrance products. Cosmetics and personal care products. We had a wonderful radio show Holly and I did just on lipstick and the amount of chemicals and metals and poisons and things that are in that stuff, along with parabens that can be in the cosmetics that show up in breast tumors. So literally we're rubbing these parabens, you women are rubbing the parabens on your face and they're migrating and getting into the breast tumors themselves. Home cleaning products, laundry detergent, dryer sheets, non-organic milk, non-organic dairy products. These are the avoids. We are moving from awareness to prevention. Hydrogenated oils, plastic food containers, things like BPA, sodium nitrite. This is found in processed meats, pesticides, and other chemicals. Acrylamides, which you have to be careful with frying, especially frying potatoes. Watching television, lack of exercise, severe emotional distress or relationship stress, absolutely. Avoiding those can help prevent cancer. Refined sugars, refined grains like white flour and soy, genetically modified things. Dry cleaning chemicals. Hey, when you're dropping your dry cleaning off, ask them what they use to clean with. There are environmental drying cleaners now. They're becoming quite popular. But check with them what they're doing. You may not even know. A few of the things that we know help prevent it. Vitamin D, medicinal mushrooms, green tea. Choose your drinks wisely. Green tea, broccoli and cruciferous vegetables, lycopene, tomatoes, infrared saunas, chlorella, pomegranate seeds, healthy good oils, some of these herbs like cat's claw and things that you'll see in there, along with doing a really good detox. So we're going to throw that stuff on the blog, the do's and don'ts, but awareness, they may not necessarily be prevention. It might be only early detection. So your awareness campaign for you personally has to be about prevention. So we're going to throw that information I gave you up on a blog, and that information is going to help you stay well. At Radio MD, we're going to teach you the do's and don'ts and how to stay away from cancer. Be well.